Grammar Presbyterian Church opened its doors in 1907, but in November 2021, it held its final service. Amy Artis had served as the church's pastor since 2015. The congregation dwindled to 3 members this fall, making it hard for her to justify remaining open.
It was difficult. As a pastor, you feel like you should stick with the church to help them, to be there for them.
Artis says while the pandemic hastened its closure, the church had been struggling to keep its doors open for a while.
Too often churches just get to the point where they find themselves ignoring the change. That's what happened, I think, at Grammar. The change around them with the pandemic, they couldn't get their mind around it. They couldn't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
The congregation had made efforts to increase its numbers. They got computers for an after-school study program and tried to start a food pantry. But efforts like these take volunteer numbers that smaller churches don't have. And Artis says as more people move to cities, retaining members and attracting new ones isn't easy. The 2020 U.S. Census shows that while counties in central Indiana saw population increases, some rural counties saw population drops as large as 5% in the last decade. Artis still preaches on Sundays at Scipio Presbyterian Church, about 5 miles from Grammar. She says Scipio absorbed a couple of Grammar's old members, but it's also felt the effects of the pandemic. She says Scipio Presbyterian had an average Sunday attendance of about 22 in June 2019, and it's dropped to 16 as the pandemic's gone on.
Small churches can be more open to things than large churches, but they can also be very steeped in tradition.
Deanna Howard had been a member at Scipio Presbyterian for 35 years. She says the congregation feels like family to her.
I walked in the door here and people started talking to me right away. Asked me to sit with them. I thought, I think I found the place where I need to go that first Sunday.
Artis says part of the challenge in getting new members is that people have certain needs in mind when they look for a church. Arthur Farnsley isn't surprised to hear the pandemic's created challenges for small churches.
People are interested in programs for the elderly, for teens, for their children, for schools, daycares, recreational programs. When you get to really big congregations, they've got jazzercise and Pilates.
He says when smaller churches close their doors, it affects the community at large, especially in more rural areas.
Congregations fill a giant hole in the social safety net. They have clothing pantries. Even small congregations have food pantries. They are networks that can be mobilized when somebody needs help.
But he cautions against sounding alarm too early and says things typically happen more slowly in institutions as old as churches. Artis says even if the Scipio congregation can't grow in numbers, they still want to find ways to serve the community. Recently, they've given money to different causes, like equipment for a local playground, an animal rescue, and the Historical Society. The Scipio congregation is meeting this weekend to talk about its options for the future.
I think if you have more than 2 people together, you're going to have more than 2 opinions. You know, we're trying to come to a consensus of, you know, what is the church? What is the most important thing?
Artis says the key to their survival will be willingness to adapt and receptiveness to change. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Ben Taboutier.